That precious place of fellowship with me, that dormitory of understanding, where I invite you into fellowship with me, where things are seen through the eyes of the Spirit, and your understanding is charged with my understanding. I would say unto you, in this secret place of the Most High dwells the understanding and the power for your transformation. Therefore, pray and utilize the forces and the power of the Spirit within, and pray and edify yourself that you may enter in. As you spend time in my presence, I will teach you, says the Spirit of grace. I will teach you that it is not energy in yourself that presents you in the right place. That right place where I can flow through you by my Spirit in power and heal you. Something that by my grace I appropriated for your life, not your energy, not your righteousness, not your goodness, but the appropriation by my grace. Keep praying and spending time in my presence in the Holy Ghost, and I will teach you how freely to enter into that place. Not only will I heal your body, says the Spirit of grace, but I will also deliver you from those things that try to hold you in one place. Let your journey be into my Spirit. Let your journey be into my power. And as you turn yourself over to my power and my Spirit, I will, from image to image, from glory to glory, perfect my presence in you as I perfect His glory within you, says the Spirit of grace. I have sent my Spirit to order your path. Allow the praying that is of my power, and I will lead you out of everything that I have set you free from, and will begin to manifest in you everything that I said that you could be. Hear what the Spirit would say, and be strong and change the future. For if you will be strong and pray, I can change things. And it is never too late, says the Spirit of the Lord, never too late for revival. The healing that comes to the soul comes as your soul is knit together with mine, says the Lord. As you spend time with me through worship, through meditation, through confession, through prayer, as you spend time with me, my soul is revealed to your soul. My thoughts become your thoughts. Even my emotions, says the Lord, become your emotions. And my peace becomes your peace. In the midst of every circumstance, in the midst of every fiery dart, in the midst of everything that hell can throw at you, my emotion, my thought, my peace, my joy, and my victory flow through you, like blood flows through your veins, and you will rise up as one and say, my God reigns. We found that praying in tongues is a deliberate way, on purpose, because you choose to deliver yourself to His presence, where you become edified and aware of the things that stand between you and Him and what He wants for your life and your ministry, and locally, the mind of Christ, which always wants to manifest itself in salvation and power and glory and the fullness of the Spirit and ministry in any group of believers. So we found out that praying in tongues in edification edifies an individual, but it edifies you towards that removal of everything that is in you that is between you and God. It changes a person to where they're willing to receive the rest of what God has. My desire is fellowship with you, and he who goes through the process of edification That is exactly what I will have with you. For I know what you need. Therefore, I manifest myself through you in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he who gives himself to me, it is my wisdom that you will soon understand. My wisdom is not the primary voice that is heard in the land, but he who spends time with me will become very wise. There is nothing wrong with you that I cannot fix by my Spirit. There is nothing wrong in your life that I cannot fix by my Spirit. For it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. Learn to yield unto me. Learn to trust my Spirit. He knows what he is doing when he prays for you. He knows my mind. He will not pray in such a manner that will lead you away from my life, my calling for your life. But he will direct your steps right into the center of the Father's will. It is my intention to move the mountains and to prepare the way with prayer before you ever get there. For he who prays within your spirit knows the mind of God, and he can make intercession for you according to the will of God. And then you can know that all things will begin to work together for the good of them who are called to love me according to my purpose. Therefore, exercise yourself thereby. Loose me and my power, and I will go ahead of you and prepare the way. It is from within you that I change all about how you think of yourself and how you see yourself. For I am the Lord your God who operates from your heart. And I will get you out of a walk of the flesh into a walk of the heart, where all things are possible, says the Lord. For how can you pray for yourself when you understand not that which I have said? How can you understand that which you do not understand? I change those impossible things through edification, says the Lord, and you will begin to understand how the heart operates. For that is the part in you where you doubt not and you have what you say. Therefore, join up with me and let me edify you, and you will see that I am more than enough. Many of you wonder if I can pull the impossible into your personal lives. And I would say to you, when it comes to my plan that you are working supernaturally by the power of my Spirit, yes, I can. I can do powerful miracles in your path to see to it that you are able to follow after the direction of the path that I have set you on, says the Lord. If you will hold with my fellowship, if you will hold with my edification, the change is inevitable. There is no one who has ever prayed out of my mind that did not receive the benefits of it. I provide the prayer. I provide the unction. In fact, I provide the plan that I have for your life. Learn to flow in this until you are flowing in those unguarded moments and you hear yourself praying and wake yourself up praying. Turn me loose and you will see. You will be standing on the other side of your senses looking back at a problem that was and is no more. Think not that you are not accomplishing much when you are praying in my language and doing other things and going about your usual business and time. And any time you can give to me for the edification, you can rest assured it wasn't you who said you would be edified. I said that. Many, many live in fear, and to live in fear limits me on your behalf. Come out of these things, for my peace is your peace. Did I not give you a language for you to pray beyond yourself, to pray into my plan? You pray my plan alive in your life, then at each intersection you will take the right direction. For I am the Lord God who leads you, says the Lord. What kind of father do we have that when we don't know how to pray, he says, excuse me, but I will do it for you. Not only will he do it for you, but he will pray out what it is you really need and then answer it. Give yourself to edification and allow my Holy Spirit to teach you so that you can believe all things are possible to them that believe. For I have given you the power to overcome from my nature. But if you do not believe that it is true, you will not see it. And my Spirit has been sent to help you believe so that you might overcome. So that you might overcome. He loves you so much that he even steps in with his own language so it can be your authority to get things done that we don't even know need to be done. But through praying in tongues, he says, I've got your authority. Now I can put the direction and the truth in it. It makes it hard to fail when he created a language for you that you can use while you are mopping, driving, flying. Have your mind on something else. Yet he's using your authority and praying his will into your life. And then he calls it edification. Do you have any idea how important it is that you could have a language turned over to you that could cover everything he is asking you to do in your life? Only it is transferred to you so it releases him to do it, to pray his perfect will for you in that tongues of edification. He said, for in this, I have created a way that you could edify yourself. When he said that, I saw you praying in the edification that came from God, that opens it up for him to move freely in your life, especially towards what he has for you to do in this lifetime. He that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. But why? It addresses anything, you being sick, your call, something you are supposed to do. What do you think happens? You start praying in tongues, and he is borrowing your authority to give the power over to you so that he can move in and you can go forward. That's edification.